I've always had them on my door, and at times I would have them on my bulletin board outside my office door, and they would be taken, or they would be graffiti. And I used to have an office down the hall, and I had the postcard of the Jewish girls
Yeah.
that says
Do you mean
something
what?
about slavery.
Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
and they have their Yiddish writing,
Right.
and that was outside my door and on this bulletin board. And somebody actually carved into the wall a swastika and drew on that postcard a noose hanging so the two girls'
Oh my
necks
God.
were enclosed in this noose from a hanging thing. And then there were a bunch of student papers sitting outside from a graduate feminist theory seminar, and those papers were all taken. We don't ever know what happened to them. And then there was in indelible, like marker ink, written across the bulletin board, "Death to all feminists." Yeah, I
Oh my
know.
God,
It
this is
was
just.
like, wow. So this was I was pregnant at the time, so it must have been 19 spring of 1991. Oh no, spring of 1992. And I was teaching a graduate feminist theory course, and so I came back to my office one day and saw all this and was kind of freaked out. It was interesting. They left the postcard there, with their little markings on it, and I actually still have it someplace. So I had just found out I was pregnant happily, and because I was already in some kind of leadership positions, I contacted the provost, chancellor, probably the title at the time was chancellor of the university, who knew me. He had been dean of the college when I had worked in women's studies, and I told him what had happened. And so we called the IU police, and actually they staked out my office to try and see who might have, to see if somebody was going to come back. And they had a tap on my phone, and they were trying to make sure that to figure out who it was and wanted me to feel protected as well. So, and the students were really freaked out because their names were on all of their papers that disappeared, and we just assumed it was the same person who had done all this stuff. I don't think they ever figured out who it was, but I tell you that incident, and they cleaned up everything, got me a new bulletin board, and I took down that postcard, but I put back a fresh new one. It's kind of like terrorism now. I don't think
Yeah.
we can give into it.